Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And before we get into this week's headline, we got only one headline this week. We're trying to go lighter. It's Christmas time. We want to keep it a little bit more positive, but we think this is an area that everyone can get behind. However, we're going to try something a little different this week. We usually save it for the end, but we're going to ask you right now, if you're listening on audio, please leave a review, leave a five-star rating. We'd really appreciate it. And if you're watching on YouTube and you haven't subscribed yet, what are you doing? You've been watching us for a while now. Hit that subscribe button, turn on notifications. It really helps the channel. It really helps us, and you're showing your support. And that's all we're asking for, just a subscription. We'd really appreciate it. Cody, crazy topic we're going to talk about tonight. But again, like I just said, something we can all get behind, right? I mean, yeah. I think most people agree with this.
Yeah, this is so the article that we're going on right now, I'm looking at CNN Politics. White House announces U.S. diplomatic boycott of 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. If you guys haven't been following this, this is a crazy topic because this has implications that really there's no way to foresee what comes of this.
Yeah, it ain't just about the Olympics.
Yeah, this isn't just about the Olympics. You have a communist party, pretty much a communist party that is like, you know, we have the biggest economy in the world. We hold all the power. You know, you buy a lot of stuff from us. We import into your country. Like, we hold the power here. They don't really have a lot of respect for the U.S.
No.
And then Biden announces, all right, we're boycotting. No officials are going to be showing up on the behalf of the United States to the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Guys, look up the article.
A diplomatic boycott? Because we were looking it up before this. We were looking, because to be fair, you know, we were like, we want to make sure we know exactly what that entails, and because we felt bad for the athletes. But basically what it means, if we're wrong, by all means, weigh down in the comments. I'm sure you'll correct us with the quickness if we're wrong. But our understanding of it is USA athletes can go there. They can compete. They can represent their flag. They will not be penalized for doing so. However, there will be no official representatives from the United States of America. And, you know, the political realm will be there. No government officials will be there to support the Olympics, which is a pretty big deal. Because if you look at it from a political standpoint, it's basically like telling China, yeah, we're going to let our athletes play, but we don't respect you and we're not going to be hanging out in your house. Not going to happen.
Yeah. And from the articles that I've read, the only political leader that has accepted the invitation would be the communist himself, Vladimir Putin.
Well, we were looking too. Like, now there's other countries that have joined. Yeah, the United States,
other countries have joined. And what is that doing to China? So Derek was just saying. So Australia has joined in. The UK is joining in. Canada is joining in.
Yep.
So this isn't just. This is kind of like, you see all the other countries that are the countries in like the back of it. It's like, oh, the US is doing it, so now we're going to do it too, because we don't want to stand up to China on our own, but the US is doing it, so they're taking the forefront. We'll just get behind them, which I got to be honest, I respect it. I wish that, you know, it would be an even further boycott. Like, you know, where does China and the Olympics make all the money from this? You know, the local businesses. This is a communist party. The local businesses in the country that can really benefit from hosting the Olympics and having an influx of a bunch of people probably are not getting a lot of that, because when you have a communist party, what they do is they take everything from all their citizens, all the businesses. And so I wish that, you know, more countries would be like, you know what, you're going to host it in Beijing. We're out. Like, we're not even going to compete in these Olympics. This has happened before in the past.
And I mean, from what I'm understanding, you know, just reading it very briefly about Biden, they're basically framing this as if this is his public display for his disapproval of China. And he's trying to send a message that he doesn't approve of what's going on in Hong Kong, and also their threat that they've been making to take over Taiwan.
Yeah.
Right. And there's some other things you were telling me about as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a group of people in China that are pretty much in a section of China, and you saw images of, now I don't know how true this is, because a lot of stuff that you read out there, you got to really sift through it. But there was like images showing, you know, these essentially, you know, don't quote me on these, like camps where they've been building up since like 2017 of this Muslim population that is in China that is essentially like on the verge of genocide, where they're putting them in these camps, they're making the women not fertile. They're then, you know, there's rape allegations, sexual assault. It's just disgusting. But it's like, do you not I'm not surprised. China's horrible. It's a communist party. Like they've been, this has been talked about for a very long time. And finally, somebody is like, you know what? We see what's going on. The way that you're treating the human population that you have is unacceptable. The last time we saw something like this happening was World War II, when the U.S. finally was like, okay, we're not allowing Germany to continue doing what they're doing. So we're going to all step up. It's like, what took so long to do this to China other than the fear of what implications this will have on the United States, our economy, what issues could come from standing up to China? Because China has already, the spokesperson from China has already come out and said there will be implications if a boycott happens. There will be implications to the United States.
Then wasn't the quote like, they will pay a price?
They will pay a price.
I mean, again, we try not to talk before we get on here because, but it's impossible because these are things that we're genuinely concerned about as just United States citizens. And yeah. I mean, it could go anywhere. I've thought for a very long time, and I'm by no means a political strategist, but China's been building up their military to be more powerful than the United States. I believe it probably already is in some areas.
I think
naval fleets.
Recently.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things where China does not respect the United States. That's been very well documented that they're constantly trying to get things over. When we talk about the Earth and like obviously taking care of finding better ways to protect our ozone layer, most countries have been on board with doing things that are going to protect us and extend the Earth's life long term. And if you look over China, it's like the worst country as far as like their manufacturing process and how much they're destroying the ozone layer above them. So they beat to their own drum. They do their own thing. And I mean, we're talking about the Olympics here, which is a very big deal, obviously, especially for the athletes. But in the grand scheme of everything, it's not that serious when we could be talking about a potential war down the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're not talking, you know, Cody and I were saying it, not a war where like, you know, we're fighting on a, you know, a beach somewhere. Mm-hmm. It could be a cyber war, which is, in my opinion, even more dangerous now.
Way more dangerous. When you said that, that's probably the... I don't know. Is that the most terrifying thing? No, a nuclear bomb going off would probably be the most terrifying thing. But is that the route that they would go? Because what would a nuclear war essentially do? Wipe out the population. But how can you kind of destroy a country without having to blow it up would be a cyber war, a cyber attack. And
attack
how
it from the
much,
inside.
Yeah. How much time, like how often, I remember when TikTok first came out, right? The big thing about TikTok, did you ever hear this, was that it's like a Chinese-owned app.
Like getting everyone's personal information.
They can get your information. They have the face scanner for the Chinese. Was that conspiracy? Probably. I don't know, because then TikTok wanted to try to, you know, make themselves look legitimate. So they hired a new COO, a new chief marketing officer. They did all these things to be like, oh, no, this is legitimate. We're not, you know.
You would have to stop doing your dances and stuff, man.
Hey, man, dude, watch out. Watch out. and so what do you think a cyber attack would look like?
I mean, listen, I'm actually working towards my degree in cybersecurity right now, and it's scary because they're going to attack our banking systems. They can attack the computers that control our nuclear facilities. They can attack. There was a hacker recently within the last year. You know, your drinking water, it's not usually just there. There's a lot of chemicals that go into that water to filter it, to purify it, to make it drinkable. But if the levels get too high for certain chemicals, I believe it begins with an R. I don't know the name of it. It can actually kill us. It can poison us. And there was a hack within the last year or so where a hacker got in. I'm not saying it was China, but raised the levels of this particular chemical. And if it wasn't for someone working in that area, working on that system, noticing it would have killed a ton of people that all get their water supply from that specific area. So they can attack our infrastructure. They can attack a lot of things that actually allow us. They can our electrical grids. So many things are controlled by computers these days. So everything that's controlled by some type of computer has a potential to be hacked. And if it's hacked, just think about the ramifications that could have on you and on me. I don't know if you heard about today, as we're recording this, I don't even know the date right now. It's the 8th, actually, December 8th. But there was something that went on today with Amazon Web Services. They have a server farm, and they sub those servers out to big companies like Ring and Netflix. And there was a problem at that server farm today. And when it happened, all of these companies went down. Nothing they can do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was a hack, they probably would never say if it was. But imagine if China was able to access things like this, they could shut down our way of living, to be honest with you. I mean, everything's ran by a computer these days.
Yeah, that's the scariest thing. That's why I just made the face when you were saying that. Like, if our electric grid and our you know, computer systems all shut down, like
our water systems, everything's controlled by this.
We have money in the stock market, right? So, like, say that shuts down, and I can no longer be like, "Hey, I want my money out of the stocks." I'd be like, "Oh, sorry, we can't get that."
Yeah, your money's basically floating in some digital universe right now. So you're right; it's not,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's scary. So we're obviously speculating on how far this could go, but China is definitely a country, and their leaders are definitely people who are, one, misogynist, and two, just like overly arrogant. So it's like, this is a personal attack on China, to China. This is a personal attack to them. And so there's really no telling how far this could go with, you know, implications on, you know, different things economically that can
hurt us. How it's going to affect us at home.
Yeah.
How it's going to affect us at home. And this isn't the first incident. We were talking about it earlier. I tweeted about this. There's an incident with a famous Chinese player, tennis player. She had spoken out against with sexual assault allegations against a top official in China. Figure, yeah. All of a sudden, she's no longer around. They've got like videos coming out of her, photos. She says she's fine. She's just taking time to herself.
A letter.
Did they kill her? I don't know. But is she being held against her will, where she's not allowed to come out? Why wouldn't she have just come out publicly and done an interview with someone, you know, whether it's the U.S. or the U.K., who cares? Just someone to say, hey, I'm free to go and come as I please. Nothing. And so the women's tennis organization had already came out and said, like, we're contemplating pulling out and not, doing any
WTA
of the events.
WTA already did.
And that's a huge impact on China as far as advertising dollars and all that stuff. So this is coming to a head. It's slowly building up where you see this moves.
The biggest thing I read today was that China is already censoring all outlets from talking about the diplomatic boycott. And why do you do something like that? Why are you censoring any of your people in your country from seeing that other countries are boycotting what they're doing to you? Because you don't want an uprise from the people. You don't want the people bounding together. Because what I think a lot of people forget is that these political figures don't have the power in numbers. And so what you don't want as a country of a communist leader is the people starting to get ready to revolt. And so they don't want people seeing it. And so for me, censoring that and not allowing the people to see what is going on around the world was the biggest, like the biggest thing for me to be like, okay, they are so wildly oppressing their people from anything. They don't even want their people to feel like a little sliver of hope, being like, oh, other countries are out there willing to help, or like, don't approve of what's going on. We should all revolt and maybe we'll get the help of these outside countries. That's what it should be about. But
they're trying to control the narrative.
Exactly. They're suppressing it and they're controlling the narrative. And, that didn't just happen overnight in China. I will say that. And it's a scary thing.
And honestly, it's been coming to this point for a while. Who knows? I hope this is something that we get our point across. Maybe there's some changes, because listen, it works both ways. We can affect their economy as well. And, say what you want about Trump. I'm not here to, support Trump or advocate for Trump. But when you start charging tariffs and all these different things,
putting
to
the
these importers,
like you did on China.
Right. Putting these sanctions on China, you hit their wallet, just like anybody in life, you hit their wallet, it starts to affect them from the inside. And, I think China, they are very powerful. They got some intelligent people over there, but they can be affected too. And I think this is United States' first sign of saying, hey, listen, we're not playing games with you here. Okay. You think you're just going to be the Wild West out there and do whatever you want. We're all watching. We can all see what you're doing. We're not going to stand for it. And this is like, in the grand scheme of things, this is very minimal. This is just a game, right? It's called the Olympic Games. So it's not as serious as it could be. And this is like, I think, their first shot across the bow, saying, hey, we're aware of what's going on over there. We don't approve of it. We're not going to stand for it. Here's your first warning. You do what you got to do, but we're going to start affecting your pockets. And I love the fact that all these other countries are joining in, because, they're still going to blame it on the United States, right? But if everybody starts to cut them off, they got to have somewhere to import, to export their product. So if sanctions start coming down and everyone's on board, China can make everything they want over there. If they don't have anybody to sell it to, they're going to, it's going to be hard to keep growing their military when they don't have the funds to do so. So we'll see. We want to play China. Let's play.
Well, you know, there's a couple other
people. Not me personally.
Yeah. There's a couple other people that also need to try to hurt the pockets. And that is the big corporate companies in the U.S. that have exported
benefited from
to
it
get made in China and made it cheaper. But then again, the prices of importing things are going up too. So like
they
the economic issue, you know, it's not just clear cut and dry because it is getting to a point of like, okay, we're exporting everything over to China. They're crushing the globe right now.
With, no, they're exporting everything to us. We don't sell much to them at all.
No, we exported like how it's done or how it's made.
Yeah, we basically yes.
Correct.
We're allowing them to make all of it for us.
Yeah.
They're importing it all to us.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's, but you are right. These big corporations like Apple and all these other things that, you know,
their stuff is all getting made in China.
In fairness to them, everything gets made in China. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they have such a stronghold on that. So I will say it could affect us here at home too. You know, if this starts to get bad, our ability to get product, to get the things that we rely on, you know, certain items, it's going to take a lot longer and they could become more expensive. We're already seeing it.
We're seeing it because of the inflation. I would have no problem with products being more expensive because they were made here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I would have no problem with that.
More jobs.
Jobs, you know, just, I mean, the way of working here, it's like, you know, for this iPhone, if I'm buying this iPhone for $1,000 because it's made in China, but I have to buy it for $1,500 because it's made in the US, like if we have a chip manufacturer and we do it, done. I'll spend an extra $500 because it's here. Because also I know there's somebody that's working here, you know, not under horrible conditions and also making money off of that sale
fair
as well.
Wage.
I
mean,
not as much. Yeah, fair wage. So I don't know, man.
It was a big thing with Nike and stuff like that. LeBron James, same thing. Like they're making sneakers over there for like, you know, $20 a sneaker.
Well,
they're selling them.
LeBron James pissed me off like all the way off when he was like, you know, crushing the US and then like was, you know, in China, like not wanting when people wanted to ask him about like, oh, what about like the people that are all making
slave
jerseys here? Yeah. And he was like, oh, I don't want to touch on that. It's like, what? Whatever, yeah. Dude. I love LeBron. It just, for me, he became a phony after that. I was like, dude, you're such a phony.
But and that's a great point, though. Like, it's like China can affect people's pockets. He's making billions and off these sneakers and off these uniforms. And he's like, oh, hey, man, even I got a price. You know, everyone's got a price. So fascinating stuff, scary stuff at the same time. Mm-hmm. Although the reason we decided to cover this was more so it's like, I don't think there are many people that you guys may have different opinions. And we say it every week. We'll say it again way off in the comments. Maybe we're wrong on some of the facts. Maybe you have a different opinion on it. Maybe you don't like the fact that US is choosing this to be their political standpoint where they're finally saying, hey, enough is enough. Weigh in. Let us know what you think. That's the only way we get the input from you guys to get the feedback to see if we're kind of in agreement or maybe Cody and I are the outliers. I mean, it's possible. I doubt it. Anything else before we wrap it up?
No, guys, we appreciate you guys coming here and hanging out with us. We really love doing this for you guys. Just as always, we said at the beginning of the episode, subscribe to the channel, turn on those notifications, and way off in the comments. All that stuff helps us, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the way you can support the channel. We're not asking for anything else, just your support by throwing us a subscription. We really appreciate it, guys. As always, thank you for joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.